Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for His love, His ma'rifah, His nearness, given the human beings countless actions and deeds that can be implemented, unique and brilliant ways. Allah ta'ala has given His creation and servants and human beings the different types and methods of amal, deeds, so that we can reach to Allah's nearness somehow. And there's such an amal, one action. I consider this to be a very simple action, easy to implement. And the result is massive. It's big. So easy to implement, but big result. The result of this amal, this action, is very high. High. That the person who will do this amal, his hashar, his result on, in the hereafter, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's mercy and permission, will be very high. Very high, very good result. And it's mumkin, with the fadl of Allah, that person will get to the status of the arifin. Subhanallah. Those who have reached the high status of ma'rifah, to the heights, to the most lofty of statuses, whatever condition he's in. But during this, via this amal, due to this amal, this action, that person will be with those people. He will be able to live with those people in the hereafter, in Jannah, in paradise, those ghawth, the kutub, the siddiq, the shuhada, and people with great titles and achievements. He, if he gets their qurb, and he will have the abode forever, forever. Subhanallah. So the amal, the deed, obviously, who can tell us apart from, except for Imam al-Anbiya, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prescribed to us such a beautiful deed, that whenever you ask from Allah, then ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. Firdaus, subhanallah. Subhanallah, glory to Allah. Whenever you ask from Allah, request from Allah, plead to Allah, then ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. Firdaus. So from this amal, how can a person get to Firdaus, to the highest level? So my brothers, this question has given us the method that in reality, that when a human being asks Allah, when he requests Allah, then two things are present within the asking. One is his desire, and the other is his yaqeen, his certainty. And if a person has these two things, then he asks someone for something. If I need bread, roti, chapati, then if I have the desire, then with that desire I will present my request. If I want a child, with the desire for the child I will place the request. Now amongst us, the situation is this, that even I see and you see, that have we ever asked Allah for Jannatul Firdaus? Subhanallah. We need to think of this. Yes, that is it possibly, maybe we switch the lights off often and do dua, but if we look at the duas, it's all crying for the dunya. Crying for the dunya. We ask ourselves and we cry for the dunya, for the world. Oh, this has happened, I need this, I need that, etc. Why? Because the desire for dunya has overwhelmed us, has overtaken us. And we don't want to go beyond this stage. We don't want to, and nor will we. So the reality is that in this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, has taught us, explained to us something to think about here, brethren, that when you put this request to Allah, Allah is khabir and basir, and He knows best, that what is your desire, what does He want from me at this time, Allah knows, subhanallah. And does He have enough yaqeen that maut will come, and after maut, with the fadl of Allah, there will be maqamat, and there will be high stages, and there will be Jannah, the 100 levels, and His Quran, has He read it with total understanding? What He understands, that's what He will ask for, isn't it, brothers? Isn't it? Very high point. Whoever understands, that's what he will ask for. If I stand in front of you and say, look here, this is a very good medicine. If you consume this medicine, then the cataract will come out of your eyes and you'll see full vision. And if you eat this, you'll become young and vibrant. Oh, you say, oh, give me one. Oh, give me one, please. Everyone will start saying, isn't it? Give me one, because he's convinced the clientele. So how much have we been convinced through the learnings of the Quran? We read the Quran a lot. We remember the Quran, but the instructions and prescriptions within, how much have we implemented? If we become convinced on the Quran, I'll say apart from Jannah, we will ask for nothing else from Allah, nothing else. With love Allah Ta'ala has given us, we read Surah Waqiyah, then subhanAllah, a person, his body, it starts to remember what Allah has given. This is his situation, he will get this, he will get the palaces or the castles, he will get the rewards, he will get awards, conditions and scenes. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned what's to come. But after reading, oh, we're just empty, we have no certainty, no belief. If we had yaqeen, I'd fall into prostration. My Mawla, give this to me. Give this to me. And if Allah says that whoever asks from me, I will give to him. Whoever asks from me, I will give to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, if we have this yaqeen, certainty that there is Firdaus, Jannah, high place in Jannah, because Firdaus is the highest, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to ask for Firdaus. What can Firdaus be? What is it that Rasulullah has told us to ask for? Jannatul Firdaus. Where is it? That above Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And it's the highest position in Jannah. Paradise. SubhanAllah. Jannatul Firdaus is the highest place in Jannah. And above Jannatul Firdaus is Arsh Ilahi, the Arsh of Allah. And this is Jannah, Paradise. The all of the paradise levels and the rivers of milk and honey and alcohol, and all of the rivers, they emanate from here and they go to the other levels, down. And think for a moment, that is the highest position, the highest level of Jannah. When Jannatul Firdaus is the highest level with a high maqam, then imagine how the homes will be within Jannatul Firdaus, the fruits of Jannatul Firdaus, the hoors, the maidens of Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah's rewards in Firdaus. Think, highest grade. And what about those who will live there then? Who will they be? You have to think about these things. Who will be those who live in Jannatul Firdaus? Yes? So, on one side, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself, that why don't you say yourself that, come and live next to me. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, live next to him, live next to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. No, I don't need this. Oh, give me this house in this world. I just want this in the world. And that's it. I want to start praying salah. Then I will pray salah. If I get this in the dunya, give me, for example, all night long, tell me a wazifa all night long, something to recite. But I've started something in the world. I want this to become mine somehow. This is not the case. I speak about myself. Maybe you don't do this. I probably do this. I speak about myself. So, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if somebody recites this dua, Allah is khabir and basir, Allah will immediately realize that he has yaqeen. He has certainty in me. Yes, that he's read my Quran. And he's got yaqeen on his Rabb, alhamdulillah. And he has now realized there's Jannah, Paradise, Maut will come, there will be Sawal, all of this. So Allah Ta'ala's Rahmah, mercy comes into being. And who is it who's asking? A person who is a waste of time in the world, maybe he's a drug addict. Yes, not pious maybe. Somebody who's immersed in the dunya. Whoever asks, Allah says, no differentiation. Rasulullah said, doesn't matter what hal, is a bandit, criminal, thief, whatever he is. But when he asks this dua from Allah, then how is he asking? Of course he'll have yaqeen. So he'll ask, his stomach's empty, and will he ask for food? Now he say, Allah give me Jannatul Firdaus. Everybody will be laughing, you mad, your stomach's empty, you got no food, your children, they're hungry, and you're asking for Jannatul Firdaus? Isn't it? People criticize, but what will Allah Ta'ala say? SubhanAllah, you are the one to ask, and you I will give to, Allah Ta'ala says, you I will give to. Yes, you'll be difficulty whilst you're asking, but you ask for that thing which is the best. Allah will say, I'll give you that. I'll give you that complete Firdaus. Your dua will be accepted. Now, Firdaus is very high. And as I said to you, there will be the people who will live in Firdaus will be the high level Anbiya, Shuhada, Siddiq, and Ghawth and Kutubs. My Hazrat will be there. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, tell me what great people they will be there. Naqshbandi Mashaykh will be there in that maqam. And me, Tadu, will start doing dua for Jannatul Firdaus. How will I get? My salah is not good. My fasting is no good. My hisab kitab is no good. I just play games and do dramas and do silly actions. How will I get Jannatul Firdaus? How? But Allah Ta'ala says that your yaqeen, your certainty and your love is very good. So what does Allah Ta'ala do with a person who has yaqeen and love? Say SubhanAllah. Say it again, SubhanAllah. And again, say SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, what does He do with that person who has love and yaqeen? Love and certainty, obviously, there are means Everything is through the means. If Allah wants, suddenly within a second through the air, we will go from above, something can come, some transportation, a takht, a platform, come Faruqi Sahib, sit on this takht, I will sit on it. Where are you going? I'm going straight to Jannat al-Firdaws. Allah can make it happen. Kun fayakun. Allah Ta'ala can do this. Can He not do this? But Allah has created the means, the methods, the practices. What does Allah Ta'ala do? This pendu person, what will happen to this shaitan, who is a sinner? Allah will change his mindset, because everything's in Allah's control and permission Allah gives. So Allah Ta'ala will give that person, through the amal, through the deeds, through the means, through the resources, through the actions, Allah will give him love, desire, passion, determination, energy, and Allah will give him everything he needs. That those amal he ran away from, they were very hard. Allah immediately will give those to that person with love and determination. Allah will give him passion, deep passion, and he'll revive his iman and strengthen it. And he'll be busy and occupied in all actions to please Allah. And after starting doing those amal and asbab, those means, then he'll start to prepare for Jannatul Firdaws. You'll see this. Yes, how a person improves. So the conclusion is, while he practices, he looks back, he says, me? Can I do these deeds? Can I pray tahajjud? Can I? Me? I can do dhikr as well? And I was this before. And if you look at his life, the contrast from before to after, he'll be surprised, I was this before. How comes I'm doing this now? How comes I've improved? How did this all occur? Allah's rahmah comes into being. Allah makes him increase in his love, his passion, his desire, his actions, his determination. Allah gives him everything to prepare for Jannah, paradise. Look at this. So what happens is all the desire and determination and efforts, courage, he looks back and said, how can I do this? How can I implement these actions? That I used to dislike the burqa, will say the sister, and I've done all of this. And how did I practice all these actions? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His fadl, His blessings, His grace, His mercy. And alongside this, when he does dua to Allah, then Allah promises, I accept the duas as well. And this is the promise of Allah. And then Nabi Al-Karim Sazam is given the guarantee that Jannat al-Firdaws you're asking for, inshallah. Then after that, his maqamat, his stages, he becomes arif billah, he becomes a wali Allah, alhamdulillah. It's not necessary that the people in the world need to know him, but alhamdulillah, his hashr, his end, his consequences in the hereafter. Allah says, you did dua and I accepted your duas in the dunya whilst you were living. Subhanallah. So this is a very easy action, brothers. We just need yaqeen, certainty, and a desire and determination. But it will only come from that person's tongue. Only that person's hands will raise for this dua. Oh, his yaqeen and desire, whose muhabbat and love, his love of the hereafter and deen, overwhelms this dunya's love. No normal person can do it. We'll do the same duas as we always do. But we need to do dua to Allah, that Allah give us that yaqeen and love that we need. It's a prerequisite, those events in the Quran, Allah. So we can ask you for those things, and that you have presented those all for our benefit. So I think from today we need to make a ma'mool. Allah Ta'ala has given us His rahmah. Morning and evening we do dhikr, but also this with the walis of Allah, we've got the nisbat. Alhamdulillah, our destination, our journey is going good, and alhamdulillah, our journey is progressing well. So let's make preparation now, that let's understand our weakness, that this is our yaqeen. Why isn't our yaqeen strong, that we should ask Allah for the loftiest of things, Jannatul Firdaws, the best thing? So feel the lacking, the things are lacking with us, that I am lacking the desire. I don't ask Allah for those things which are the best, that we need, that we're desperately in need for, and thereafter, through which Allah becomes pleased if we ask Allah for these things. And also, in addition to this, look, when you ask for something higher, then the things below, they're automatic, you'll get, isn't it? You'll strive to attain them. Then you can't complain, I didn't get this. If you ask for akhirah, then Allah will give you dunya. Automatically Allah will give dunya. That he's a high man, high class. So he's asking for hereafter. Let me give him respect in the dunya. I'll give him nobility. I'll prepare for his food and drink. And in the hearts of people, I will put respect for him. And his maqam in the world will be increased. And people in the dunya will start to respect him. Not just that we will ask for something high and lofty. This is very important. We'll ask for what is high or highest. Then obviously we'll get... Why won't we get what's below that? Automatically, if you look for the high peak point, then obviously you will attain everything on the way. But we get stuck. Let me start from the bottom, then maybe I'll get to the top afterwards. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. And let's do amal on this as well with the fadl of Allah, and include this in our dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, so we can also include this in our duas as well. Ameen.